From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There were two events in Baghdad today that highlight the difficulties facing Iraq. Security guards had to be called into the country's parliament as a dispute over regional autonomy threatened to become violent. More on that in a few minutes. Also in Baghdad, the U.S.-led coalition handed over control of the Iraqi armed forces. That means the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki will be able to direct the movement and use of Iraqi troops. But as NPR's Tom Bowman reports, the Iraqi armed forces still have a long way to go before they can completely take over from the Americans.
The handover of authority was rich in ceremony, Quranic verses, an honor cordon of white-gloved Iraqi soldiers, and hopeful speeches.
Today marks another important milestone in the relentless progress of the Iraqi armed forces. It's a story of courage, perseverance, and a united commitment to the values of the new Iraq.
That was General George Casey, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, who was followed by the Iraqi prime minister.
Our efforts and work have been fruitful. The armed forces have regained the control and command of the field operations.
But the details of the handover didn't match the pomp. Only one of the Iraqi army's 10 divisions was handed over. That's the 8th division that is now operating just south of Baghdad. The remaining divisions are still being trained by the Americans. There is hope that some of those other divisions can be ready by year's end. The handover in authority includes Iraq's Air Force and Navy, but they have only a handful of helicopters, cargo planes, and patrol boats. The central issues were left unstated. The Iraqis need much more equipment. They are unable to support their troops in the field with food and fuel, transportation, medical care, and battlefield intelligence.
We're still in support of Iraqi ground forces wherever they need our support, as we are in support of the 8th Division.
Lieutenant General Peter Corelli is the day-to-day ground commander in Iraq. After the ceremony, he was asked how long it would take before the Iraqi forces could resupply themselves and be truly independent.
I can't really give you a timetable. It's not only creating the capability within the Army, but it's creating the capabilities within the government to provide that support. I mean, that's a critical piece.
There are ongoing talks between both the Americans and the Iraqis about how much equipment and armament the Iraqis will receive or buy, and who will pay. But a trained and equipped Iraqi military is the exit strategy for U.S. troops. And there are other challenges. The Iraqis have disagreed with the Americans over the scope of some military operations. The first battle of Fallujah in the spring of 2004 came to an end in part because Iraqi leaders complained about civilian casualties. Now there are policy disputes about how to break up the sectarian militias, particularly one controlled by radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. He has ties to the Maliki government. The handover comes on another bloody day in Baghdad. 9 explosions targeted Iraqi police. At least 25 were killed and dozens wounded. And in fighting outside the capital, 2 more American soldiers and 1 Marine were killed. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Baghdad.